Christmas Eve was thick with excitement, and sleep was a distant thought. I lay awake, watching the Christmas tree lights twinkle and dance across the ceiling. My eyes drifted to the large storm window, where a silent, swirling world of snow was falling. The gingerbread cookies I'd left out seemed to come alive, circling the tree in a sugary dance. Time itself had stopped. I couldn't wait for morning, but I didn't want to miss the magic. I must have dozed off, but only for a moment. A chill in the living room sent me burrowing deeper into my blanket. On the mantle were empty. A wave of panic washed over me. What if he had missed our house? I'd always been told that Santa wouldn't come if I was awake. I squeezed my eyes shut and started counting sheep. Suddenly, a window creaked open. There he was, Santa, with a twinkle in his eye. "Hop in," he said, and I found myself in his sleigh, soaring through the night sky toward his workshop. It was a wonderland of candy and dancing elves, all bustling with life. I was confused, though I thought the toys would be finished by now. A cup of hot chocolate glided toward me on a conveyor belt, and a kind elf topped it with whipped cream and a marshmallow. A candy cane was left for me to stir in, adding a swirl of mint to the warm cocoa. Just as I was about to take a sip, a beam of sunlight broke through the workshop window. Stockings were full and presents were piled high beneath my tree. It felt as if only 5 minutes had passed, but somehow Christmas morning had arrived. It's a cold night on Christmas Eve. It's a cold night on Christmas.